Values. D. Self-motivation. Exercise 1, page 106.
Self-motivation at work. When we say someone has self-motivation, we mean they are willing to work hard and put in effort without anyone else telling them what to do. Put another way, the self-motivated person has an inner drive to take action without prompting, and in a work context, this is extremely useful. Employers want to hire someone who is proactive and shows initiative in dealing with problems, as well as someone who can anticipate problems or needs before they arise. Be a problem solver. Should you spot a problem with a product, project, or process, it might be tempting to simply pass it on to your superior and feel satisfied that you have done your part. What if, instead of that, you were to bring it to your manager with a solution already thought up? Alternatively, call an informal meeting of your co-workers and brainstorm a fix. It could be fun. Don't be a bystander. The bystander effect is a term that psychologists use to describe the phenomenon where the more people there are that see an incident, the less likely any individual is to do something about it. Everybody assumes that someone else will do something about it. A similar thing happens in the workplace, where someone might see a mistake, but assumes someone else will correct it. It could be something as small as spotting a typo on the company website. Instead of just passing over it, make it your job to find out who puts content up on the internet and tell them what you have found. They'll thank you. Go the extra mile. Everyone has a job description that defines their duties and responsibilities, but you should take this as the narrowest definition of your role. Should you see a problem, make the effort to solve it. It doesn't have to be something time-consuming. Imagine you find a document by the water cooler. It's not yours. It's nothing to do with your department, but somebody may be looking for it. Doing something as simple as seeking that person out can help someone in their workday, and you've made an ally. Look ahead. Being self-motivated is also about spotting future needs and positioning yourself accordingly. For example, what skill, knowledge, or qualification might you need in 1, 2, or 5 years' time to do your job better? Do some research and find out how advances in technology and computing will affect your field. If you feel it is something that other members of staff would benefit from, don't hesitate to mention it to your manager in case they feel it is worthwhile sending a group of you on a training course. Everyone wins. The employee who is self-motivated and shows initiative gets noticed and becomes the person co-workers turn to when they are looking for solutions or help. Be that individual.